For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Native Americans say tribal sovereignty won when the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the 1978 Indian Child Welfare Act, which gives priority to tribes when Native children are adopted. Judith LeBlanc is with the Native Organizers Alliance.
The truth is that on a state level and on a local community level, sometimes it was not followed, and sometimes we have to fight.
For generations, the U.S. systematically separated Native children from families and tribes. The act aimed to change that. In North Dakota, State Representative Jamie Davis, fearing it would be overturned, led a push for her state to write its own law to keep children within their tribal communities and culture.
Big underlying issue on this was our sovereignty as well.
Under tribal sovereignty, American Indians and Alaska Natives have the right to govern themselves. Rural America has a shortage of mental health professionals, especially Montana, which ranks 45th in access to psychiatrists. Now, the state's first mental health residency program has its initial class of doctors headed to underserved rural communities. Susanna Brown has more.
Before Billings Clinic created its Montana track 2 years ago, the state was only one of three without a psychiatric residency program. New graduate Brian Schlitt is opening his own practice, which he says will aim to reach folks currently left behind.
In general, access to care is extremely difficult. We're doing quite a bit better job across the board addressing some of the stigma associated with care.
He says the Montana program trains psychiatrists to serve and heal underserved communities.
It has a very strong focus on that telemedicine component, improving those rural health outcomes.
I'm Susanna Brown.
Roughly 40% of U.S. farmland is expected to change ownership in coming decades, and beginning farmers want their shot at it. Holly Rippon Butler of the National Young Farmers Coalition says those just starting out, including Black and Indigenous farmers, face systematic hurdles to buying land.
This next generation really needs help because it's really difficult to have enough money to compete with non-farming buyers.
Congress is considering putting $100 million over 10 years in the next farm bill to help early career farmers. And Rippon Butler believes lawmakers should make a commitment to those historically disadvantaged.
What we want is to support people who are going to grow their food, who are putting roots down in communities, and we want to make sure it's done equitably.
Summer is here. Time to grab some garlic ice cream? That's available, along with garlic scones, cupcakes, and even martinis, at the Highwood, Illinois, population 5,000, Garlic Fest in August. Plan your getaway now, and don't forget the breath mints. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.